Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are at in time and space, welcome to this now moment. There is something so different in the air today. A calm after the storm. Yet so much more than that. As if a great war had been fought on some invisible field, and everything gone the morning after. So is this day. Fresh and new in its own right, and completely open for immersion. From where will I immerse into this day? What energy will I bring? What will I allow to pass through me, through my consciousness, through my body, and into the world around me that I may experience? All that once was, dying. Always the way. Recycling. But today there is something new in the air. We simply look inside of ourselves and bring forth that eternal jewel. There's a knowing in each of us, an original divine blueprint, the true substance which does connect us all together. Perhaps beyond rational comprehension, yet fully knowable in the great void, which is so palpable with life. In the recycling, all things live and all things die. In the pure presence, just life. The earth goes through a million incarnations, the human perhaps 10 times that, and yet at a single point, all is one. All is whole. All is harmonious. The great issuing forth. What will I bring forth in this day? All of the smaller attachments, once thought to bring comfort and ease, security, all disappearing. with nothing to grasp. What am I? Letting go again into this great unfolding. There is a freedom at first terrifying, and then ultimately liberating. Ever conscious, ever present, ever new. The utter simplicity of this moment. Without time, I am bound to nothing. Any agreement that I made in time has zero significance, and I am simply free in the eternal moment. The eternal moment blazes like 1,000,000,000 suns, the light intensely bright, yet soft and gentle. The light of the true soul, the essence of being itself, shines forth in every living thing, only in the moment. Like so many veils covering that light are the perceptions. 100,000 perceptions in a minute, all forgiven at once, to reveal the true essence of being. Here, nothing to grasp, once terrifying, becomes the obvious choice. Why hadn't I thought of it before? I am bound by no thing. No matter how real the perception seems, it has no founding in reality. So I simply let it go. And again, the light, ever available, a surrender away. The family agreement in the light is gone. The role once chosen in the light disappears. In the fullness of being, the allness of possibility is revealed, and only wholeness shows now, as the very light itself. Entering stale agreements to affirm an identity for false security is over now. Nothing is coming to save you. For you are already whole and complete. Without the need of doing one thing to make that so. The Savior and the saved is listening, knowing truth. All else now is let go. And like a hot air balloon losing its sandbags, a rising occurs. And a vastness of vision issues forth. Physicality here is infused rather than diminished. The light pervades all things when simply allowed. And so we open, we release, and we affirm in the deepest sense of affirmation, the knowing. The sureness and the presence. It is no difficult task, no need of years of study or immersion into a system. But a simple choice point in the moment, whose time has come in its own timelessness. It is here now. Whatever holds back the great journey is let go now. There can be no turning back for those who have chosen. And the choice that is made is simply you. Taking responsibility once seemed very frightening. But in this choosing of the self, in the letting go of the old agreements, arises a possibility unseen before. This is the pure and eternal light. This is the now moment in a timeless presence. From here now, we can truly take care of each other. Now that the old agreements have been surrendered, forgiven, and eradicated. Now it is a time not only of stewarding, of honoring, and of reverence, but of deep realization of the truth of who we are. Not slave, not condemned, and not cursed. Instead, we realize one another and each and everything we care for as the wholeness itself. Caring for other in the true sense is caring for the self in the highest sense. And here we want nothing in return, for everything is already given by the very function itself, and the function is simply being. And being itself is entire. It is the moment. It is what is here now. No more veils. No more corruption. Simply presence. Feeling the life now in every cell. Feeling the life below and above, on every side and in the center. Observing the perfect flow in all directions and in no directions. You are the center, the point of stillness itself, from which all activity arises. Letting go another layer now, only being. The only true connection is now revealed. No special skill required. Simply an opening and an attending, available in every now moment by a simple, easy decision. With the old agreements gone, Source is allowed to do its perfect work as us. Om Shanti, Om Peace.